He should be in prison for his crimes.
Lord.
He has prearranged in his life thousands of games. Thousands of games. Every game he's ever played, every tournament or match game he ever played with Carpo was prearranged. Every guy the entertainer was prearranged move by move. He is a criminal on a big scale. And this is not just something that I know. This is an open secret among all the Jews everywhere. They understand. If a Jew enters chess, he enters to cheat. If he enters medicine, he enters to make money and to kill his patients. If he's a lawyer, he enters it to betray you, his client to the other side, etc. It's standard practice for Jews to cheat and to scheme and that's their lifestyle. They're criminal people. And to steal. And so if they open a moving and storage company, then they steal the property from their clients. Whatever they do, they cheat. So all Jews everywhere, they understand. Of course he's a cheat. So all the Jew journalists, all the Jew-owned papers, they all understand that Kasparov is a criminal on a grand scale, and they approve.
That's why they did it to you, no? And with your belongings.
Right.
You can have this company. Anyway,
cheating, stealing, lying, murdering is a way of life for the Jews. So it's understood by all Jews at Kasparov that it prearranges. They would be dismayed and in disbelief if he didn't.
Because if it's random, it will be difficult to prearrange move by move, no? If you don't know the starting position.
Right. I think at the present time, it's impossible to prearrange a game with fish random chess, unless you're going to look over to the bathroom and get, stuff like that. But not sitting at the board, you won't be able to do it. Because you'd have to have a prearranged game in your hand for every starting position, see, both
right.
players.
Right.
But over the board, you won't be able to do it. No way.
No,
you won't be able to remember it, you see? You won't be able to remember it, because there's too many possibilities.
And also, lest we might forget it, I think the very reason they are against Fischer Unknown is because you invented it.
Right.
Do you think it will revolutionize the game of chess? To get rid of what you claim has been fixed.
It will revolutionize, but the point is, I think it will keep it going, because it's dead now. It's moribund. Really.
What exactly do you mean, Bobby, when you say it's dead?
What you see in the old chess is not what you think you see. What you are seeing is theater. There is no real drama.
See?
It is not over the board, two guys
like those professional sports.
It's like wrestling. It's the same thing, but it's worse because most people know that wrestling is rigged. But they don't know that chess is rigged. So it's actually much worse. And in wrestling, you can't really get hurt even when it's rigged. But in chess, it's the easiest game in the world to cheat. And practically, no risk. It takes somebody like me to study these games, to take them apart, to realize that it's all prearranged, but the average player is easily taken in.
Is that why you have somehow kept yourself inactive?
No, the reason I've been inactive, in old chess.
Yeah,
I don't want to play the old chess, but I'd like to play the new chess, but the reason I've been inactive is I haven't had any good offers.
As you said, you've been kind of blacklisted.
Right. I had a match set up in Argentina with Eugene and Riccardi, but it got canceled at the last minute,
Can you imagine, in 1996, we were in Argentina, in Buenos Aires already, to introduce the Fischer Random chess.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby was gracious enough, to be present there in Buenos Aires, in Argentina, to officially introduce the Fischer Random. I was supposed, I would have been one of the combatants or participants. Between two players. And the other one would have been Riccardi. At the time, he was the Argentinian champion.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what happened? I think you could guess.
I can.
Well, how's your guess?
It went to poop.
Yeah, good guess, it was, stuff. So, I've been with Bobby, and I have many times experienced, I call this, a weakness, no?
Yeah.
I've been a witness many times. So they say that Bobby is, they're saying that Bobby is, he's only saying that there is a conspiration against him, that it's only his imagination. But many times I've been with him. I saw with my own eyes, all these things happening, like, for example, in 1992, he was charged by the U.S. government of violating the U.S. sanctions, but it was only him. And I think they tried to keep this charge as much as possible. I think it's about time that Bobby should also mention this.
The U.S. government wants to put me in prison for 10 years for playing this world championship match with Boris Spassky in Yugoslavia in 1992. I got an arrest warrant off of it. This is the arrest warrant. This is not my imagination, this arrest warrant. This is real. They want to put me in prison for 10 years. They're absolutely serious about it, just like they're absolutely serious about keeping all the property they stole from me from Beacons and all the other crimes they've committed against me. They're very, very serious.
Yeah, so I was a witness, and I think it's good to...
I'd like to read this. This is the letter the U.S. Treasury, Department of Treasury sent me, the U.S. government, this is a government agency, sent me... August 21st, 1992, just a few weeks before the start of my match with Boris Spassky in Yugoslavia. And they didn't want me to play the match because they saw I was preparing well for the match and I was getting in shape. I think they wouldn't have minded if I had played the match and fallen on my face. I hadn't played chess, remember, for 20 years. Totally unheard of. If anybody else hadn't even played chess for 5 or 6 years, they would have just, they would have played terribly. But I hadn't played for 20 years. Nobody to my knowledge.
How about Glasper? I think 10 years only.
I don't remember. It was a while. It was during World War I.
Even if you were inactive or if you didn't play for 20 years, were you still exercising or practicing old chess?
No, very lightly. Almost. I was just mainly studying from the point of view of trying to understand how the Russian Jew bastards prearrange their matches. And that's still my main interest in old chess. I still study the old chess, but not to play it, only to unravel how they cheat. See? That's my only interest in the old chess. It's kind of like an intellectual puzzle to me I like to solve.
Eugene, wouldn't be this the most disappointing info or information on the would-be young people who are getting into chess today?
Because I agree it's disappointing if you misunderstand that the old chess is still a good game. But once you understand what the old chess is all about, then it shouldn't be disappointing at all.
How can you get involved already with Fischerando? It's a very creative game.
Mm-hmm. How can we change all these things if there's only one Bobby Fischer, moving for this particular certain direction, or moving in that direction to change the whole thing?
I think you're doing a good job now letting me on the radio here.
Yeah, you are.
My ideas have to be diffused,
Yeah, and maybe some other wealthy people or rich companies, they might hear this and they might be willing to sponsor the Fischerando, no?
It could really be very disappointing on the part of so many people who have looked up to the old chess that you call old chess. Anyway, do you guys believe that the sport of old chess, has improved or has it regressed since the last time you actively competed, Bobby?
Oh, yeah, it's improving every day because they have such a tremendous knowledge of the openings. But really, that's the problem with the old chess. It's not a game anymore. It's a science. It's a kind of a laboratory thing. The over-the-board sporting element is practically dead.
Yeah. Sometimes a game is decided through preparation alone. Not over the board.
But isn't that part of the sport? You prepare and... You condition yourself?
Yeah, up until all, you're still going to have to prepare for
it's random.
You have to know the ending, and you're going to have to understand the strategy. You're going to have to do a lot of thinking. But the old test, as I say, prearrangement is number one. And for just memorization and just reams of material to play through, and you only got two eyes, you know. It's not a good idea. They're running through hundreds and thousands of games at high speed on the computer and,
Well, you can also prepare by studying the style of your opponent, the way he plays, you know, his game. What is he, a positional or tactician? So you can, there will still be preparation. But that kind of preparation where it will damage your eyes, you know, where you have to look at the computer to see, thousands of games of one variation, you know.
I know you have been asked this question, Bobby. Well, how do you see this thing that is being done today, man versus computer?
You're talking about the old chess. Yeah, well, the computer is, the computer has this open knowledge that human beings have developed over hundreds of years, the last 200 years, that which he can call upon instantly. I think if you play a computer, right, and the computer has a right to look up all the openings, I don't think you have even a right to look up the openings, right? That's considered cheating, right?
Mm.
But the computer is looking up all the variations in its memory, see? So it's just it favors the computer in that way very much.
Can official random be applied into computers too?
Yeah, of course. But the point is, the computer will not have this enormous base of games to draw on. And even, let's just suppose millions of games of official random chess are being played, right?
Okay.
This can all go into the computer, it's true. But it won't be so useful to the computer. Why? Because now, this opening knowledge is incremental. Somebody plays a good 8 move, then somebody finds a good 9th move, or 8.5 move, and then somebody finds a good reply. What's in the computer now is all very good moves, generally speaking. Very, very good stuff. Almost irrefutable stuff. What the computer will have in Fischer Random Chess is the human beings. They will be playing these opening moves over the board. They will not constantly be able to improve on what somebody else played, because they won't know what somebody else played. It's just too much, too many opening variations. So what will be in the computer will not be that devastating to the human being. You see?
Mm-hmm. Eugene, how do you see the future of Fischer Random? Yes, would you like to,
We can always get back to this Fischer Random.
Right.
I want to get into this, how the U.S. government wants to put me in prison for 10 years for playing chess in Yugoslavia.
Because I think some people thought it's not true or...
It sounds like fantasy, you know. But it is true. They don't want to put anyone else in prison for doing business in Yugoslavia. Eugene even went to the U.S. He was my second in Yugoslavia.
Yeah.
He made money there. U.S. government, if you're listening, he made some money there. Good money.
But I'm Philippine government there.
I know.
The U.S. government.
But the point is, he violated this U.N. sanctions too, just like me. He may not have violated U.S. law. I don't know. But in any event,
CNN. They are American.
CNN was there.
Sarah is a former U.S. Open champion. Chess grandmaster.
CNN was there, but then he had an exemption from the U.S. government. I don't think
he
had an exemption.
He's right in a team tournament. Why he got the exemption?
CNN gets an exemption.
Why?
Because he's Jewish.
Oh, okay.
By Ted Turner.
Well, he doesn't own it anymore. I think it's Time Warner owns it. He was always a goddamn front man, you know. I don't know if he's Jewish or not, but he's not in control there. But, so they're really just out to get me, the U.S. government. The Spassky also played in that match, of course. He was my opponent. The French government didn't bother him.
How about the arbiters?
Well, just you're right. Lothar Schmidt from Germany, and Germany is about as close to the U.S. as you can get politically. You can't get any closer. It's occupied by U.S. armed forces since World War II, totally under the thumb of the U.S. But also, Spassky has been to the U.S. since the match. They don't want to bother it. They only are interested in putting me in prison for 10 years. I want to read this letter just to show people see how real this is. This is from the Department of the Treasury, Washington, August 21st, 1992. Order to provide information and cease and desist activities. And this order to provide information, cease and desist activities is underlined. And this is CAC number 129405. Dear Mr. Fisher, it has come to our attention that you are planning to play a chess match for a cash prize in the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, Serbia, and Montenegro, here and after Yugoslavia, against Boris Spassky, order about September 1st, 1992. As a U.S. citizen, you are subject to the prohibitions under Executive Order 12810, dated June 5th, 1992, imposing sanctions against Serbia and Montenegro. The United States Department of the Treasury, Office of Foreign Assets Control, and this is in parentheses, FAC, is charged with enforcement of the executive order. The executive order prohibits U.S. officials from performing any contracts in support of a commercial project in Yugoslavia, as well as from exporting services to Yugoslavia. The purpose of this letter is to inform you that the performance of your agreement with a corporate sponsor in Yugoslavia to play chess is deemed to be in support of that sponsor's commercial activities. Any transactions engaged in for this purpose are outside the scope of General License Number 6, which authorizes only transactions related to travel, not to business or commercial activities. Well, as I say, CNN was there. They're doing a lot more business than me. Anyway, in addition, we consider your presence in Yugoslavia for this purpose to be an exportation of services to Yugoslavia in the sense that the Yugoslav sponsor is benefiting from the use of your name and reputation. Violations of the executive order are punishable by civil penalties not to exceed $10,000 per violation and by criminal penalties not to exceed $250,000 per individual, 10 years in prison or both. You are hereby directed to refrain from engaging in any of the activities described above. You are further requested to file a report with this office within 10 business days of your receipt of this letter, outlining the facts and circumstances surrounding any and all transactions relating to your scheduled chess match in Yugoslavia against Boris Spassky. The report should be addressed to the U.S. Department of the Treasury, Office of Foreign Assets Control, Enforcement Division, 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Annex, 2nd Floor, Washington, D.C., 20220. If you have any questions regarding this matter, please contact Merritt M. Evans at 202-622-2430. Sincerely, Richard Newcomb, Director, Office of Foreign Assets Control. It's signed by this Richard Newcomb. And it's sent to me, Mr. Bobby Fisher, Care Hotels, Svetý Stefan, room 118-885-315, Svetý Stefan, Montenegro, Yugoslavia. Copy, Charles Cushane, Jr., Esquire, 1418 33rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2007. And another copy to Chota, Chota Attorneys at Law, the Pacific Mutual Building, 523 West 6th Street, Suite 541, Los Angeles, California, 90014. And another copy is going over to the U.S. Embassy in Belgrade, Yugoslavia. So, that's it. And then, this letter was sent on August 21st, 1992, and then I played the match, I went ahead.
You still played the match?
I played the match, yeah. As a matter of fact, I stood on the fax copy of this letter at a press conference, see? After I got it, that was how I announced I wasn't going to accept it. And then I went ahead and played the match, which started about September 2nd, so it started a couple of weeks later, after this letter. And on December 15th, 1992, they indicted me for playing this match. And this is the grand jury indictment here. Mm-hmm. And then...
When you went back to the U.S.?
No, I didn't go back. No, I was still in Yugoslavia at the time when I was indicted. I was still in Belgrade. And then if you look in the very last page there, I have the copy of the arrest warrant. They have an arrest warrant. The federal arrest warrant for me. After all I've done for the United States.